following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Refuge Daily for today. Today I want to talk about the internal dwelling of the sin nature, which we are looking at Romans chapter 8. And it's a great time to do it. Because, you know, a couple weeks ago, we talked about Easter. We talked about how Jesus came back to life. He came back from the dead. And then right after that, when we read the Bible in the kind of chronological narrative, we then see that Jesus ascended up to heaven. He told his disciples that they needed to wait and that they were going to be sent on a mission, but they needed to wait for the promise of the Spirit to come. Well, in kids' ministry, it's kind of how we teach. We teach in the chronological narrative of the Bible. And the next story that we are going to be going over is when the Spirit was poured out onto the disciples, and then they began to proclaim the good news of the knowledge of who God was to everybody else. And literally, the rest of the story is history, as you know, if you know your early church history. Well, in that process of the good news being spread to the rest of the world, which we need to remember that that is mine and that is your job, is to follow Jesus as closely as we possibly can and proclaim the good news of who he is, what he has done for me and you, and the truth of what he brings us and how we shall now live in the truth, living in the light, living in the truth of who he is. Well, I'm going to look at Romans chapter 8 because Paul kind of sets this little argument up, or he sets this little message up that we need to continue to remember and we need to go back to and constantly think about. And he's addressing the internal dwelling of sin, or that internal struggle, that internal fight that we have. Now, all of Romans chapter 8, I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read one verse out of it. But all of Romans chapter 8 is this position that Paul is taking, or he's setting up, and he's saying that, you know, the carnal mind, that which is our mind, is that it is at war against the things of the Spirit, or at war against the things of God. That the carnal mind is opposed to God. It's opposed to the Spirit, the things that are right. That the carnal mind focuses on things of this earth, the things that are taking place here. And we know, me and you, we have that inside of us, and we know that battle, and we are constantly fighting that nature. When we get up in the morning, how are we feeling towards the day? Are we begrudgingly going to work and saying, I don't want to go to work, I don't want to wake up, I don't want to be here right now? Or are we looking at it as an opportunity to share the good news of Jesus with those that are around us? Are we grateful for our blessings that we have? Or are we unsatisfied with the things that God has given us? That's that continual battle, that continual war that's taking place. Well, at the end of Romans chapter 8, Paul writes this as he talks about that carnal mind, and he's kind of shooting a warning and a reminder to believers. He says this, "But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you." And what is Paul talking about here when he says he's going to give life to your mortal bodies? Well, when we read in Scripture and we think about the term of life and death, the Bible is about life and death. It's about teaching us about those two things. To live in Christ is life, right? And to live separated from Christ is death. Well, when we think about life and death, we think of it mostly in a physical sense. We think of it in, I'm alive now, so I have life, and then later on I'm going to pass away, and this mortal body is going to die, and it's going to be dead. Well, The Bible talks about the physical and it talks about the spiritual. And we always have to keep that in mind when we read scripture, is that when it talks about life, it's not just talking about an eternal physical life, about being raised from the dead, a resurrection, of a point of our physical body, like with Christ. It's talking about a physical life, but also a spiritual life. And as it talks about a physical life and a spiritual life, it talks about a physical death and a spiritual death. And what Paul talks about in Romans chapter 8 is the physical death or the spiritual death that lives in both me and you. Is that inside of us, there is a spiritual battle, and it's the battle of death versus life, life versus death battle on the inside of us. And that's daily when we wake up and we struggle. It's the mind of death, the carnal mind, the mind of the flesh. That's that gossip, that's that bitterness, that's that anger, that's that envy, that's that conceit that we all struggle with every single day. That's death. And when you walk around with death on your mind, being negative, being critical, being condescending, being proud, and you're looking at other people and you're negatively thinking about them, and you're taking that carnal mind that you have, and your mind just swims around in that state of sin, that's what the Bible would describe as death. That's death. You're living in darkness. You're living in death, in the state of just a spiritually dead state. You can't stay there. You have to remember, as Paul would write here, is that as the Spirit of God was poured out upon the disciples and given to all of those believers who trust in God and who have received God, is that that Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead physically, that Spirit lives in you, and it will bring life to your mortal bodies. In this life, it brings life, and in the later life to come, is that when we focus on the Spirit of God, the things of the Spirit, the things of peace, the things of love, the things of joy, is that fills us with life, with spiritual life that comes from the Spirit. That's my encouragement for you today. Is that as believers, we can get sucked into those moments where we are constantly thinking about our role. Maybe it's well, I'm saved, and so I'm going to heaven later. I can't wait to be with God in heaven later. I can't wait to be with Christ and to live in heaven later and experience all the riches and the joys and the wonders of heaven at a later point. But I think you're missing kind of half the message, is that as a believer, you have the power of God, the Spirit within you now, to live a full and, as Christ would say, an abundant life now that's filled with the love, joy, and peace in the world today, no matter what's going on around you. You just have to choose to focus on Christ. You have to choose to put your mind in the space that the Spirit would want it to be. And that's what Paul's talking about in Romans chapter 8, is that the carnal mind is set up against the Spirit, but the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in each and every single one of us. And so it doesn't matter how dark the world is around us. It doesn't matter the messages that we hear that come across either our phones or at work or no matter where we're at, is that the Spirit that dwells inside of you brings life to you today. And that is life. That's that spiritual life. And that life is confirmed later when we meet Jesus in heaven and are given a more resurrected body, as the scriptures would teach about. My prayer for you today is to remember that. Remember that as the Spirit brought Jesus back from the dead, that same Spirit lives in you. Don't walk around in death. Don't walk around with a carnal mind. Set aside all negativity, all bitterness, all anger, all conceit, all things that are opposed to the knowledge of God, the good news, the light of God. Set those things aside and don't allow your mind to go there. Remember that you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you, And as God's Spirit dwells in you, allow the very nature of who His Spirit is, the Spirit of peace, the Spirit of joy, and the Spirit of love, to fill your body, to fill your mind, and to fill your heart with the very nature of Him. May you live in the light, may you walk in the light, and may you enjoy your day and be a light to those on the outside. Remember, it's our job to spread the good news of Jesus. And as we do that, may we be beacons of light, being filled with the light and living to the fullness of the life that dwells within us through the power of the Holy Spirit. All right, I love you guys. I will talk to you later. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.